You're listening to Juno After Midnight. I'm Shelley Delaney. My first guests today are Tressa Millam and Megan DeSlover from Aware. Hello, Tressa. You're the Children's Services Coordinator there. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, and Megan DeSlover, Children's Advocate. Hello.
Hi.
To both of you, or maybe to Tressa, it's been a long time since I've interviewed anyone at Aware. I was just wondering, how's the organization holding up these days?
You know, it's same as always. We're here and we're providing services. And despite whatever might be going on, we are always open and always welcoming people to help wherever we can.
Megan, would you add anything to that?
Well, as we are a crisis center, and we definitely are having our share of crises, but also great moments too with women and men and families and children. So we're happy to be here.
Aware, in addition to providing those resources and shelter to folks in need, is also a solid source of teaching and education for the community. You've offered so many great programs in the past, from nonviolence and communication to healthy relationships for people of all ages. And now you've got another course coming up. So please tell me about the Nurturing Parenting Program.
Yeah, so we are running the Nurturing Parenting Program here. Megan and I are both facilitators. Nurturing Parenting really works with the whole family. So ideally the kids and the parents are attending the program and in the classes. We're learning a lot of the same information. Obviously the kids' information is, depending on age, kind of dumbed, you know, down for their level, and parents might go a little bit deeper into some stuff. I run the parenting portion of that class, and Megan does all of our lovely stuff with the kids. Kind of jealous. Kids are more fun. No, I'm just kidding. They're not. I really have a lot of fun getting into it with parents too. Yeah, it's different than some other parenting classes that might be available in the community, like Circles of Security, Parenting with Love and Logic. Those programs are typically like a 6-week program. They're pretty short. They're like an hour and a half. Ours is a bit more intensive. It's 13 weeks as opposed to 6 for the lower level of people, the basic stuff. But there's 3 different levels that a family can kind of enter in at, depending on what their needs are and where they're at as a family and what they want to do. And at the education level, it's a 13-week program. So it is a bit of a time commitment, because that's 13 weeks in a row, which is roughly like 3 months of coming to class and learning about different healthy relationship dynamics within the family.
Now, nurturing parenting is not just a catchphrase or a title that you made up for the course. It's a science-based approach. What does it mean to teach and apply nurturing parenting?
What we're doing mostly is establishing nurturing practices within the family. So this program is specifically designed for families who may not have had a lot of experience with healthy relationships, with healthy functioning within a family dynamic situation. We are a domestic violence agency, so we run this program because it is geared towards prevention of any kind of domestic violence occurring within the home or the parenting dyad. So that's a little bit different than like Circles of Security, but we do go into all of the same kind of topics that you might address: discipline, attachment, trauma, all of that stuff gets delved into in our classes.
Megan, anything to add?
You want to add something?
I was looking, because I recently took the nurturing parenting training, and so they have a whole philosophy based on these 5 different. I was trying to read my chicken scratch. I'll do my best, but the first is the family is a system, and that's why it's working with parents and kids. And then the second is building empathy, and that's really like huge, and that's a piece that we hone in on particularly, because it is just a significant, if you can have empathy for your kids and if your kids can have empathy for their siblings.
Or empathy for yourself.
Or, oh yeah, and for yourself, that it, there are just better outcomes. Generally, people are more satisfied, you know, when they understand that everybody is experiencing things. And then the third one that is all parenting is a continuum. So, you know, it, there's a whole range and we're trying to meet people where they're at. And people learn with their head and their heart, being and doing. And then this fifth one, I'm sorry, I don't know if I can read what I wrote here, but sixth one is adults who feel good are better parents. So that's one thing we really try to work on. And then the seventh is all families deserve happiness, acceptance, and empowerment. And then the eighth is meeting them where they're at. So I have never run a nurturing parenting group yet with children. This will be my first time, but we are looking to do it with teens specifically for this round that's coming up in September. So Tress will be with parents and I will hopefully have a teen group.
And Tressa, do you have experience with a nurturing parenting program in the past?
Yeah, I've been running it here for about the last year. We are doing it via Zoom, which is not as fun. Ideally, we would be doing it in person, but COVID kind of changes plans for everybody a little bit. So we are running it via Zoom. I have greatly enjoyed the discussions that I've been able to get into with my parents. We really do try to do an intake carefully with each family and figure out what are their struggles, what are their strengths, and what can we help in creating a better situation for everybody so that everybody in the family, kids, parents, everyone feels happier and healthier with what's going on in the house.
Yeah. So you had mentioned that it's a bit of a time commitment, and the parents who this course might be targeting are probably juggling a lot right now. So how do you outreach and support the families who may need this the most?
Yeah, we're trying to get the word out, obviously. That's why we're here, let everybody know like what we're doing. I work with OCS carefully and closely and let them know that we're doing that. So families that might be involved with OCS can be often referred to us. We try to make sure that I have good close networks with all the service agencies in town so that any families that might be struggling know about it. And just because we are a crisis shelter, we get a lot of phone calls from families who might be struggling because we operate a crisis line and we can then refer from that and get that out. But it's really, I have two adopted kids and that has been a struggle for me because of their trauma history to kind of like incorporate that into my family, which is much healthier than they're used to. And I have found it incredibly useful in just my own parenting at home and how I'm going to deal with my kids who come from a wholly different background than I come from and what that trauma, how that's going to play out for them. And what I can do with my parenting to kind of switch that. So I think it's also a really good course for anybody who's like a foster parent and has children coming in who have extreme trauma histories, and you have to parent them in a wholly different way than you would parent your own kid. And so it's really been helpful for me to kind of learn that and how to do that. And I've had great success in my own home with that approach.
I wonder if either of you could say a little bit more about that. I'm aware that this program is evidence-based, but it's also trauma-informed, which is something we hear a lot lately. But I would love to hear some examples of how that's applied or how that's taught in courses like these.
Yeah. So one of the big reasons we used to teach parenting with love and logic prior to switching over to nurturing parenting, I did not like that because it was not trauma informed in that it often told parents, this is what you need to do. And this is the right way to do it. And just go forth and life will be better if you do that. And that is not the case. That's not how families operate. That's not how relationships operate. You can't give one swift answer to everybody. Everything is so varied and so different. And so trauma-informed means that you're really stopping and being thoughtful and thinking about what are the experiences that this family has had, right? What is going on for them currently that are going to make things maybe a little bit harder to hear or understand? My kids, for instance, like I use a stern voice
a lot
in groups, in whatever I'm doing. Like that's where my line is. Like I let you know with a stern voice, I can't handle that. If I use that with my kids at home, they immediately switch into trauma brain mode, thinking that they're going to get hurt. And so I have to really change how I parent and try to be really soft with my tone, which is really hard sometimes. To help them understand, like, hey, you've reached that limit, right? And we're kind of pushing here and I can't go further than this, or I'm going to lose my cool a little bit. And everybody has different triggers, different things that happen because of things that they've experienced. You know, I've been in a car crash. And so if I drive by a semi, I'm super traumatized. Like I'm still so traumatized from that, that my anxiety shoots up and I get really anxious and I'm super scared and I'm hypervigilant over everything. And so trauma-informed really means that we're trying to understand what are these families' experiences? How are these parents parented in ways that might come up and make that scary, or our brains kind of switch into this mode of not being able to cope with things. Did you have anything you wanted to add?
Oh, well, I also want to say the design of the course is supposed to be, the way that we facilitate is supposed to model kind of the healthy relationships that we're going for. And so the way we approach it, and then the actual structure of the classes has this really consistent check-in and then like review of, you know, what we talked about last time. And then there's a discussion question and then a lecture and an engagement activity. So we're doing, it's just consistency and modeling are really a big part of it to help with the trauma informed.
And because kids need consistency.
Because kids need consistency.
I need consistency. Well, yeah. Megan and Tressa, thanks so much for that really interesting background. This sounds like an incredible course. When and where is it taking place? How can folks sign up?
Yeah, we're starting September 6th. So it'll be running September 6th, Monday, September 6th through December 6th, Monday, December 6th, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Via Zoom. So you don't have to leave your house. You can join in via Zoom. And if childcare is an issue, you can absolutely talk to us about that and we can see what we can do to help out with that situation if needed for anybody. If that's a barrier, we don't want it to be.
Also, prior to the course starting, anyone can call the Aware Shelter, the 586-6623, can call and just ask for Tressa or I. We're going to connect with people initially. And then hopefully, my hope is that I can meet with the teens that are going to be a part of the group face to face. And then, but the rest of the group will be on Zoom, but I'm hoping to at least be able to meet them so they can kind of, we can establish a relationship before they have to see me on the computer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for coming in today. It was really great to check in with Aware. I see that you guys are actually there right now and looks like you're doing some repainting. So anyway, thanks again so much for all that great information. Best of luck with the course. And again, you can call 586-6623 to get more information. Thanks so much, Megan and Tressa.
Thank you.